And we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 16, Nashville Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and please leave a review.
Indeed. And, you know, thank you to everybody who already checked out our the first time we've ever done this for any of the seasons that we've done. We started, what, season 13, right? We did 13, 14, 15. Here we are, 16, and we did the matchmaking recap. So thank you to everybody who actually watched that one. And especially thank you to our guest who was there, because we had the exclusive with Chris from season 12. You know, interesting thing about this was this is the first podcast he has done since his season ended.
It was. And it's funny when you told me that you'd met him and then you're like, hey, he's going to do the podcast. I was like, he's never done one before? Are you sure? Are you sure? I said, if he's going to do it, then I'll come down. I'll fly down to Atlanta. And I was like, are you sure? I'm about to buy the ticket.
Stop. First of all, it's fly up to Atlanta. Texas is down. Texas is the down part of the U.S.
Well, as a Saints fan, I look at flying to Atlanta as down because I hate the city. all those Falcon shirts I saw in the airport, I'm just like, you bastards. Just can't stand you.
Hey, well, look, it was fun having you in the city, man. It was great. And, you know, definitely, I will say this. One of the things I had to tell Chris was like, you know, hey, you're the reason my wife stopped watching the show. So, of course, he was asking. I told him that before then, right? And so he asked me even before we did it, like, hey, so what'd your wife say when you said you're going to do it? I'm like, what's she going to say? I mean, she's going to watch it anyway. And he's like, you think so? I'm like, trust me, she'll watch it. So, of course, he asked, what does she think? And she watched it, and she's like, you know, good interview. Glad he's working on his ish, LOL. Like I said in my comment, he seems genuine, so good for him. So, you know.
I thought it was good. I didn't know what to expect because when we... I guess he's the reason we started doing Married at First Sight
exactly.
On this show. And I had no idea. I never even watched it. And people were like, you should watch it. So once he said he would do it over the Christmas break, I watched season 12 and saw that. I'm just like, I can see, you know, but I can say this. I walked away from the experience of meeting the man. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of viewers, including us, we're quick to judge people based on what we see on this show. And meeting him helped me realize that, hey, these people are human beings. And we're only seeing snippets of what the producers want us to see. We can't just surmise this whole person's character based on this. But as I said that to myself flying home, the second thought that I had was, I didn't ask y'all to do this show. So you come on here and get the smoke, because if you go on the show, we're going to talk about you. So I'm like,
Yo, you know, it's funny you should say that, because everybody asked you to watch and wanted us to do recaps of season 12. We did one better, brought him on, and there's some folks who are still mad about it. So, you know, I tell you what, if you haven't watched it yet, after this, not now, but after this, go watch our matchmaking recap and, you know, like, comment, you know, and make sure if you're not already subscribe, because we are ready to get these 23 episodes underway. Terrell, you excited? You ready?
I'm not. I mean, even all day today, I'm just like, shit, I got to go home. And I got to watch. But I did something smart this time. I timed it out. I'm like, don't pour your first whiskey until 45 minutes left in the episode. That way I can still be the lovable guy that everybody knows and loves, instead of that one guy that one time.
That's the one everybody likes.
And I'm drinking.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
I'm drinking the dark liquor this time. So I'm like, all right, let's do this.
All right, well, you know, let's get it going, man. We've got folks ready to see as we get ready for season 16. Here it is, episode 1. Now that we've been through this a number of times, well, me, this is 16th time. For you, you know, this is what, fourth time?
Fourth time.
So now you kind of know what's happening here. Look, just like I said, before we even get to this, I got to show you this. Miss Frazier says, we like you drunk.
I do, but, you know, I'm trying to be a little reformed. I'm not going to say I'm a Christian. I'm just trying to do better in 2023.
I'm just saying God is good. God is great. Thank you for the food that's on my plate. All right, first up on the plate. Let's get to these couples, man. Chris and Nicole. You know, one of the first things I noticed on this episode is that, you know, Chris hasn't done it in a while, and Nicole is willing to teach her man. They may be the perfect match.
Well, the first night, and then you got to see what happens after that. Once you get it out of your system, you know how that was back in your 20s. It's like, ooh, I really like her. And then as soon as it happened, you're like, she all right. So who knows? Who knows what will happen? I think, you know, watching them, and I said this on the matchmaking episode, that I got to see more interaction with them. But one thing about Nicole that I didn't like today is I don't like women that call themselves a bitch or I'm a bad bitch.
Right.
I just don't like that energy from a person because
hey,
it's almost
careful.
Like
she
saying
may go FBI on you.
Exactly. I made that note. I'm like, okay, you're gonna go, you know, full blooded Italian on me. And I think Chris is too nice for that. But I just don't find that attractive. Women are like, yeah, I'm a bad bitch, and you know, I'm the type of bitch that does this. I just don't like women that do that. Not to say that they're wrong. I just wouldn't date somebody like that. But you know, I'm a dog lover. Mm-hmm. But I thought the puppet theater for the dog is that's even too much for me.
Really?
Yes, that's too much for me. I wouldn't be like, I'm not going to play with dog toys and then to see which one that the dog likes. Because to me, the dog is like, would you stop and just give it to me and just bait? I don't think the dog is like, oh, that one had a really good story, so I'm going to play with that one. I just think that's weird. But, you know, people and their fur babies, I get it. But that's a little bit too much for me.
It's definitely a lot. She's a lot. I mean, because think versus she's always about she's willing to teach him. I think that's great, but her patience would run thin, and then he'd get scared because he is that nice guy. Now, here's the thing: they're playing up this he's a nice guy thing way too much for me. Okay, so something tells me somewhere in the season he's gonna snap. Okay, we know he's gonna say pineapple. We know that because she's. That girl could talk. But the fact is, his friends, the experts, him, they're all like the nice guy, the nice guy. Now, he's also like to say the nice guy finishes last. But this time, the nice guy's going to finish first. Yeah, it's been a year. You're definitely going to finish first.
Well, let's just... True.
Took you a second.
True. Took me a second. I was just like, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. So here's my theory on nice guys finish last. I don't believe it unless they are nice guys who are successful. Mm. Nice guys with money can finish last.
Yeah.
Broke nice guys, you can be nice all you want. She's not going to give you the time of day. Most of the time. There's that, you know, there is that exception to the rule, but odds are no. But I think if his friend is telling him he's too nice and he knows that he's too nice, that's a problem. Now, I'm wondering, will the dogs get along? Are we going to have a Justin and Alexis situation with the dogs? His dogs look like they're cute and fluffy, but they're big. They don't take no shit.
Okay, let's be honest here. There's certain people who know how to take care of dogs and how to introduce dogs properly. And then there's Justin and Alexis. I'm just saying, you take out of it what you want. I'm just saying, I think they'll be fine. Those dogs are going to get along. They're not going to have another. Peter's probably called up Married at First Sight, said, look, do not allow this to happen again. So it won't happen.
I don't know. I still don't. I'm still doubling down on it's not going to work. I think her alpha female energy is going to be a bit too much for him and that nice guy persona that he has. I respect him, and I like his attitude, and I like how he respects and treats women. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But you got to have a little bit of edge sometimes, and I just don't think he's going to have enough for her.
I think he's going to get tired of her talking after a while, and that's going to take that nice guy out, and he's going to snap. Adrian says it's going to be a 50-50 chance. I think it's more – I'm giving a 90% chance of him snapping because she talks too damn much.
If you know that you're annoying enough that you got to give somebody a safe word to tell you when you need to go take a break, you're the problem. It's not Nashville. It's not New York. It's you.
Hey, coming up, you know, we got Eris, Jasmine, Clinton, Gina, Shaquille, and Kirsten. But next up, this couple right here, boy, McKinley and Dominique.
You know, I will always say this, that I think Dominique is gorgeous. I really do think she is. But I had this question when she was talking. I think it's great that she has this close relationship with her mom. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you were in your early 30s and single, how do you feel about a woman that talks to their mom that much? Like 3-4 times a day. And I'm not saying you shouldn't talk to your mom. I just find it just interesting. And I'm wondering, is it because she's young? Is she 25? You know, at 48, I've never dated somebody in their 40s that talks to their mom that much. And so I'm wondering, is that too much? Or is it just like, okay, they just have a really close relationship and that's it?
I think it's just a close relationship. Because I think, especially in the 25, and you know, she's not this homegrown, stay-at-home, quiet 25. She's a wild child, okay? Even her friends were like, oh no, you've done worse things with a stranger than get married. Her friends, who are very bold and confident, were also very honest in what they were saying and put her business out there. So I think it's really and truly just that her and her mom have a close relationship. And there's nothing wrong with that, man. I mean, there's certain things... At least we'll have to see more to know if there's an issue there. But I think, yeah, exactly. It's like I am Nessa Force says, you know, mom's the homie. And I think that's what it is with this relationship. You just never met anybody who was that cool with their mom because their moms used to beat them.
How'd Chris say? Black mamas. Well, I'm curious to hear more about her dating history to see why no one commits to her. You know, if her picker's that bad and all these people have been bad, I mean, you've heard the saying before, the common denominator is you.
Right.
So I'm curious to know more about her and either her experiences in her previous dating relationships or how she interacts with Mac. But with Mac, I'm like, wait a minute. You moved from Flint, Michigan to Nashville, Tennessee to find love. Mm-hmm. You had your own cannabis business. And then you move to, and I'm curious what the cannabis business is, because is weed legal in Michigan?
Medically, I think. But the thing about it, he's always talking about his cannabis business, right?
Yes.
Never says exactly what it is. I'm just trying to figure out, is he white boy, Rick?
Well, he's wiping down that vet. I'm just like, you know, because the cannabis industry, it's a cash business. And so there's a lot of unreported dollars in that industry, which anybody in it, I mean, that's awesome. But I just want to hear more about what he did, but also curious to know more about why, out of all the states, places that you could have went, you're in Nashville. Flint, Michigan, and you say, you know what, I'm going to go to Nashville, Tennessee to find love. And while you're there, you're living with some folks.
Yes.
Because I always think that's odd if you're in your 30s and you're living with somebody.
He's running from something.
I'm just curious. There's a story.
I'm just saying.
There's a story there. Now, did you hear about his breakup? Because I wonder he got dumped pretty badly.
That why he moved to Nashville?
Yes. Is that why, like, you know, I got to get out of this town and do a fresh start, which is a good reason. But I'm wondering, is he over it? Because I couldn't imagine being that madly in love with somebody and then you get dumped via text message of a picture of you with a ring on your finger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I've been dumped before via text. The shit sucks, but I couldn't imagine someone saying, hey, look at this. No, I'm getting married.
She was ruthless.
Yeah.
She was ruthless.
There's
no doubt about that. But, you know, one of the things I did notice is that Dominique really wants to marry her girlfriend. She's like, she needs to have a girl's night out. She needs to do this kind of stuff. She's obviously loves about hanging out. And people are saying, like Miss Tillman right here, 79, says 25 is too young. I said that in the matchmaking recap. She's too young. That's why they're not going to make it. She's too young.
She's too young for married at first sight. 25 is not too young. I lived in the Midwest. And when they walk the stage at college, the next weekend they're getting married.
Okay,
you know, and
you
got to
specify which Midwest, because Michigan's in the Midwest.
Michigan's kind of a shithole Midwest. It's totally different. I'm talking about like Kansas Midwest, Nebraska Midwest, wholesome Christian people.
We ain't gonna say what you really mean, but okay, we're gonna just leave it as that.
I don't. I think 25 is too young for married at first sight, but she claims she's an old soul. And I feel like I get where she's coming from about the GNO. You know, a girl's night out, there's nothing wrong with that. You should have that. And she's more talking about, you know, bachelorette parties, birthdays, and all that. She's not like Alexis, where every Friday or Saturday night, I want to go to the club for a couple hours.
Right.
To hang with my friends.
Well, and when we get to the bachelorette and bachelor parties, we'll talk more about that, especially with her and her 25-year-old ways. And I hate to keep bringing the age up, but, I mean, it's pretty obvious that that's part of the problem. Next up, Eris and Jasmine. Now, Eris's family is hilarious. And
her aunt was fired.
So Jasmine's aunt was fired, but let's start with Eris first, right? We're going to give Eris a little bit, because this is the first and last time he's going to be first in this relationship, okay? let's be real. Now, his cousin wouldn't, unless she's like, oh, they found you somebody?
You must have been the last person that they found somebody for.
They did not stop.
They were on it on him, and I like that his cousin kept it real. She's like, you have no experience with real relationships, and I would love to hear more about the relationship that he was in where he was vulnerable and got hurt and it didn't work out. But I love that his cousin had no chill. But yeah, I really think that Eris is a fixer-upper, and so if that's what Jasmine wants, is someone that she's got to mold like Plato, great.
Yeah, and that's why it could work. And I've kind of seen this where, this could work, because if he's really out of that, I just really hate when he went into more detail and said, if he's out of his player phase, but I hate when he goes, well, you know, so I got hurt, so I shut my feelings off for, I'm like, okay, that's a cop-out. And don't say that. Just say, you're just like, you know what? I ain't down for it. I'm just here to hit it and quit it, and that's what I did for the next 10 years. It's okay. Say it. Don't talk about, oh, I shut my feelings off, and now I'm finally ready. I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
Well, I mean, come on, man. We've been there. I've been there to where your feelings get hurt, and so you're kind of emotionally have that brick wall up. And so you're in for the fun part of dating, but not the actual relationship part. So I don't want to dismiss his feelings, because I've felt that before. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. But I'm still not sold that he's right. But then also with Jasmine, though, you know, she even said that she can be stubborn and not make time for a relationship. So I'm wondering, is that the pageant life? Like, when you're going through that, you're really busy. But she's had these long-term relationships, 4 or 5 years and all these different ones. I feel like there's more to that story, but her aunt's energy was amazing. She's like, all these losers that you mess with, F them. And I'm just like, God, how do you pick so many bad people and not say it's your fault that you picked badly?
I'm keeping this locked. I'm not saying
I would love to hear people in the comments. Just help me understand. It's okay to say, hey, I've made some bad choices in my dating life, and I've dated some bad dudes. And in some cases, those bad dudes, the result was I wound up having a kid or whatever the case may be. But it's okay to say I picked bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like blame all these dudes for being bad. Like, okay, maybe you pick bad dudes.
To be fair, she did not blame the dudes. I will say the aunt just kept it real with her and said, you all these other guys, they were bad. Hopefully what they pick for you is better. And I think that's a good enough, you know, acknowledgement that, you know, her choices were bad before. Now it's out of her hands. It's in somebody else's, and hopefully it will work better for her. I don't see a lot of people in the comments really saying that it's gonna make it, but, you know, as you see, C. Graham here says F-boy vibes. Again, I'm just saying.
I mean, he did just smash 2 weeks ago before.
Technically, he wasn't engaged, so what's the problem?
But he, well,
what's the problem?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We can talk more about that when we get to the guys. We can talk more about that. Who's the next couple? I'm sorry.
Clint and Gina. Mr. Sail Around the World and Miss Fly Around the World.
Okay, so you've heard what I've said about Clint and Gina, that I'm not sure they're going to be the right match, mainly because Clint is just so involved in so many things, very adventurous. And not to say that Gina's not. I just don't know if they're going to be the right fit. But when she said that guys are intimidated because, you know, she owns a business, I need help understanding that. Like, I would be intimidated if you had a franchise of 20 salons in Nashville. Maybe I might be intimidated by that. But, like, my barber owns his barbershop. Doesn't intimidate me whatsoever. I'm just like, good for you. But, I mean, I just don't see how you own
his rising prices do, though.
Hey, he's worth every penny I pay him every Saturday. It's, yeah. He's part of my budget. He's that good. But I just find that weird that, you know, how many guys are intimidated because somebody owns a salon? And then what kind of men are you dating? Because that makes me think that Clint is somebody who I don't think he's going to be intimidated by that at all. And he's doing so many things that, hey, great, you own a salon. And what else do you do?
Right.
And that could be a difference for her. I don't know. I need to see more about them. But I just thought that was an interesting comment that she made.
I'm interested to see, because, of course, you know, one of the previews they're showing is them having a conversation, her walking off on him. And I think, at least I think it was her, right? Yeah. So the thing I want to see with them is that interaction and any interaction with the initial interaction, real conversation. Because when she realizes that he's not intimidated by her or impressed by what she has.
Right.
That's going to be interesting to see. And when he finds out that she's really not going to jump out on a sailboat and when she walks down the aisle, he realizes she's not all that natural, then what's going to happen? So I'm interested to see their interaction when it happens.
Agree 100% because how do I say this without everybody hating me in the comments?
You can't just say it.
Not many men are impressed by that. Like, that's not a thing that, like, I met a girl and she owns a salon. She's fire. I've never felt that way. I met someone that really likes me or she treats me a certain way or she makes me feel this. I could care less about what you do for a living or for income unless I'm thirsty and I need someone to take care of me. That's different. And I've known dudes who, like, want a girl that has benefits and things so she can take care of him. But a dude who has his shit together, he's not impressed by the fact that you own a salon. He's like, hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Great. And he's going to move on. So kudos to her, though. I'm not knocking her accomplishments, and she's about to get her brick and mortar building. Yeah. I think that's great. But I'm wondering if Clint's adventurous side and all things he's into, honestly, if Gina can keep up with him.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, like Miss Rachel was saying, he's Mitch 2.0. And even Dolores is right here talking another Mitch. Just because he said he wants a natural woman does not make him Mitch. Okay. Let's just nip this in the bud right now. Okay. Because y'all cannot act like you did not see this woman get on there with the fillers in her lips. That's not natural. He didn't say he wanted to smell funky like Mitch wanted.
Mitch wanted a granola. You know, I think Clint wants someone that he's attracted to, but wants someone that can be a natural beauty. Mm-hmm. But then also, the difference between Clint and Mitch is that Clint is not this environmentalist that's annoying and is just going to be a pain in the ass to everybody. Mitch with the boat.
Thank you, Celery. I don't think he's a grouchy Mitch at all. Exactly. I don't think so either.
Mitch had a boat, though, it'd be dirty as food. It'd be the grossest boat.
Fish would move out the way. Get the out of the way. And you're right. Definitely much richer than Mitch. Because here's the thing. If I remember correctly, when they first introduced him in the matchmaking special, right? Didn't he say he did well for himself and he's got money, he's saved up, he's financially well off to do? Now, when they asked if you met somebody who makes more money than you, he's like, oh, I have no problem being a house husband. Yeah, he's got savings. You know, he's just like, yeah, okay, whatever. It's interesting, though, that he said that and then she said she wouldn't mind having a house husband as well. Because we've seen this before. I think that was season 11. What was the couple? It was the doctor and the artsy guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that actually kind of, well, it worked out for a while. Then they moved to Richmond, and I think they finally got a divorce. But yeah, out of New Orleans. But that's what they wanted. He didn't mind being, you know, because he wanted to pursue his art, and she was a doctor. She's like, look, I don't mind. I'm going to make the money anyway.
Okay, but let's all be honest with ourselves. I don't know anybody that has a sailboat that's broke.
There's that too.
To have a boat to actually professionally race boats around the world, not just in Nashville in a lake, you know, he does this professionally. You know, you don't have boats in your garage. Like, you know, you're just driving like a canoe, putting a boat on top of your car to go race. You got to have some money. So, I mean, I think that Clint is in good shape.
He's got a paddle board. Amelia and Bennett. That's it. Thank you, Miss Frazier. It was Amelia and Bennett. Yeah. And they were great together just in the way they were. Now, you want to talk about somebody who was natural that Mitch would have liked, because I don't think she even shaved her armpits. So, Mitch would have loved her.
You don't like a little hair under the arms, dog?
That's so, as we down. Move on to Shaquille and Kirsten. I'm not even playing with you today.
I'm sorry. That's the dark liquor.
I don't know if you know, but Kirsten has a master's and a bachelor's.
I heard that too, and I was just like, you know, I already said that one. And I'm like, maybe the producers are telling them to say it like this. But you're totally saying it backwards. Just say, I have my bachelor's degree in this. I also have my master's degree in this. Don't do it the other way around. Because to me, when you do that, and this is just my bias, it doesn't make you sound as smart as you're trying to portray yourself to be. That's all I'm saying.
There's something about Kirsten's speech cadence and pattern. I can't put my finger on it. And I'm not trying to imply anything anywhere. I just, it's something about it that just throws me off. And that's all I have to say about it. But it's just something.
Well, my thing is this. You can go into real estate without a degree, without a GED. You can go to real estate. I don't understand people that get all that education and then use that to go into real estate.
Yeah,
you could do both. So I just thought it was interesting. But I mean, kudos to her. I think that she's going to be great. But what I thought was interesting about her was how she kept talking about how picky she is. And all, you know, to me, that's a huge red flag. She wants someone as educated and good looking as she is. I think for anybody to say that out loud, I want somebody as educated and good looking as I am because of this. That's a red flag about you when you say that to anybody. I just find that crazy. And she doesn't like dudes who are bald.
Yo, what is up with these experts? This is like Gil and Merla. What is up with these experts? Somebody says they don't like bald men. You know what? We found the perfect husband for you, and he's bald. But you said you like a beard, so we got him that.
Opposites attract.
What's up, Miss Frazier? Starting stuff
Miss Frazier. Stop it. Stop it, Miss Frazier. He does.
Look, I will say this, though. You made a point about this, that they always put these couples and these individuals on these in these workout situations, and you can tell the people don't use that equipment. And when they put her on that elliptical, I was like, "Oh yeah, that's her first time on the elliptical."
Well, I mean, here's the thing: I get why they're doing it, but for me, when I watch the show, if you work out regularly, awesome. But don't let me be able to look at you and tell this is not your norm.
No,
this is not your 7 a.m. routine every day of the week. Just
she's in shape now. Big Booty Judy's in shape now. She's just she just doesn't work out on elliptical.
Maybe, but I just feel like that's a bit much. But you know, when Shaq started talking about the accident that he was in, you know, I thought that was very enlightening about him and what he probably had overcome, because I couldn't imagine going through something like that with your family and your siblings. That had been tough. So kudos to him. And since he couldn't play sports, he went into focus on his education. I think that's great. But, you know, still, the fact that they have a lot of ambition, which is what Pastor Cal or Pastor Troy, as I will call him throughout the rest of the season, Pastor Troy. But as Pastor Troy says, you know, they both are ambitious. They both have that drive. Maybe that could be enough, but I still feel like she's not going to be attracted to him.
Did you notice that when Shaq sat down with his friends, they had nothing to say when he said that he was getting married? I mean, that to me was almost like a red flag, right? They're just like, he's like, I'm getting married. And notice all the guys just went straight to it. The women were like, here's the buildup, here's the story, and then this. And then the guys are just like when we go shopping, get in there, get it, let's get the hell out. And so I'm getting married. They're like,
I was thinking of The Color Purple when old girl, when Suge got married, I's married now. And he's just like, whatever. Get up.
Look, I will say this too, though. When we got to, you get down to them a little later on and get preparing for to walk down the aisle. I thought it was pretty shitty that Kirsten's dad wasn't there to walk her down the aisle. Because he didn't want to take a COVID test. Is that more important than walking your baby girl down the aisle?
So I made a note, and we talked about this before we started recording, is that most of these couples come from broken families. Mm-hmm. Either single moms or something. I thought it was very interesting for Kirsten, because I'm thinking that, you know, she's the PK, right? No, that's Jasmine.
That's Jasmine is the PK.
Okay, so with Kirsten, if your dad just didn't want to get a COVID test, mm-hmm. that's the reason?
That's crazy.
Like, I mean, it's not like you have to take the shot.
Right.
You know, it's not like you had to get vaccinated. Hey, you didn't want to get tested. You can go to CVS
exactly.
and just be, I'm good. I'm going to walk my daughter down the aisle, then I'm going to bounce. There's more to that story, I think.
It's definitely a lot more. Definitely a lot more to the story. But at the start, it's still pretty shitty. It's your daughter's walking down the aisle. Whether you agree or disagree, you gotta be there, man. You gotta be there.
Now, at least.
Go ahead.
No, I'll say at least. I'm agreeing mm-hmm. with you. At least be there just for that. That's it.
I will say, you know, they kind of in the preview for next week they screwed it up. Because I was like, so is he going to get the lip? Is he going to get the cheek? Where's the... And then they gave it away that he's getting the cheek. Which we kind of knew, you know, that he's going to... She's not attracted to him. And it's like, let's see. Celery says she thinks Kirsten wants a football player look, right? Of course. Kind of thought about that.
Could be. So what did you think of the... the guys hanging out and the ladies hanging out? Because I made some notes from that I thought was pretty funny. You know, I laughed at Eris when he said, Clint looks like the brownie dude.
I'm the brawny dude.
Because like you look like an outdoorsy type.
The full bear. And, you know, the minute he said it, I go, you know what? Put him in the red and black lumberjack. You're right.
Exactly. Put him in that. Totally right. Chris was saying that he wants somebody that's very athletic. Mm-hmm. Now, let's keep in mind, Chris is not uber athletic.
Right.
Chris might be active, mm-hmm. but he's not athletic. Mm-hmm. But he wants somebody like that. And Nicole is beautiful, but she's not athletic.
Okay. Hold up. She was. Continue.
She was when? Like 2010?
Before the pandemic, man. Everybody was athletic before the pandemic.
I don't know. I mean, she looked like she's still rocking the COVID-19. sorry. But she's still beautiful. I mean, I like thick women too. But she's mm-hmm. I don't think she's athletic as what Chris is talking about. But... And then Clint wants her to have a hunger and a thirst for life. Do you feel Gina has a hunger and a thirst for life?
So Gina, it depends on, I don't think the same hunger and thirst that he's thinking. Because she does, though. She's spontaneous. And she's definitely heavy into her work. You know, she'd never been in a serious relationship to her last one. A long-term one. But then she's also spontaneous. Loves to travel, loves to do all these things. And I get why they say, oh, well, these two can possibly work. And maybe they can, okay? So who knows? But I think Clint, what he's looking for in that natural side is not what he's going to find in Gina.
Well, I can't wait to watch Clint because Clint's going to be the wild one this season. You know, he comes across as a sleeper, but I think he's going to be the wild one. Remember that question he asked? Are y'all ready for just one vagina? for the rest of your life.
Harris said, I'm going to master this. Look, Harris, it's like golf. You'll never master it.
You'll always be off a few strokes. Ayo!
Hey, by the way, Ashleen has a message for you here saying that Nicole is athletic enough. You're being extra.
Well, I think it's what we call being athletic enough. Being athletic enough for Ashlyn compared to being athletic enough for Chris are two different things. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she's not athletic enough for me. I'm saying, is she athletic enough for Chris?
That's a great question. I will say, I love the nickname they gave to Chris, which was 40-year-old virgin. I thought that was amazing. And then, of course, you see the bachelorette party, and Nicole's like, yep, it's been 3 years. I'm ready. It's on.
Well, I mean, I've not gone 3 years without having sex. So, yes, I'm sure it's going to be on a poppin'. And I've said this every time we've talked about this show. All of them should have sex the first night. Should consummate the first night. You've been dating all these dudes, having these bad relationships with people who never put a ring on it. Mm-hmm. You got this person who put a ring on it sight unseen. That's the one you should at least sleep with.
Well, you know what? And that should be the case for Dominique, who's done worse things to the strangers. Her friends have put out there on TV.
Maybe she has. Maybe she hasn't.
And now, Nicole out there licking the stripper's abs. Nicole's ready.
More power to her. But what I liked about Nicole, that she agrees that 25 is too young for this process. But did you also catch that Nicole said that she wants someone that can keep her in check? I don't think Chris can do that.
He can't. Until he has to say pineapple about 5 times in the same conversation.
Pine the F apples. Pineapple AF. Like it's not just going to be pineapple. It's going to have something else. Damn, pineapple.
I think he's going to, at some point in this season, we're going to see him just crack. It's going to be over. He's going to explode. I can't wait for that episode.
He's going to flip the table.
Yeah. He's going to be all happy-go-lucky for the first couple of weeks, and then he's going to, yeah. It's going to happen. We know it. There's going to be a flip.
Now, I made a note of this because I thought this was just a weird thing to hear because it's something I wouldn't want. Kirsten said, a wife needs to be at home cooking and rubbing a man's feet. And I get it. They're in the South. It's Nashville. But I don't even want somebody that's going to do that. Like, that's just not something that I look for in a partner, that I want to come home and you're going to be at home. You're going to be cooking. And then after we eat, you're going to rub my feet. Who wants that? But like, that's her mindset, which is it's. Here's what's very interesting about marriage and what I'm seeing on these shows and people I talk to. Everybody has a different view of what marriage is.
Yes. Now, I was about to say, that's the thing.
Exactly. Right. For Kirsten, marriage is, I'm going to be at home in the kitchen cooking and I'm going to rub my man's crusty feet. That's great if you find a man that wants that. If I met a woman who, like, that's her goal, well, Terrell, I just want to love you and cook for you and rub your feet. 3 days tops. I'd be like, this is awesome for about 3 days. And after that, I'm like, no.
Okay. Now, she's about to marry Shaq. You think she's going to cook for him and rub his feet?
He doesn't like to wear socks. So I don't know if she's going to rub his feet, because that could be a little bit interesting.
No, but she's not going to rub his feet because she's not attracted to him.
I think his feet are going to be smoother than hers. So
he may need to rub her feet. But, you know, so here's the thing, though. Because you're... Important thing which you said is different people have different perspectives and perceptions of what marriage is until they get married, right? I mean, new people who got married and were like, cut everybody off because they're like, well, that's what it's supposed to be, just me and my spouse. Well, that's just not how life works. You can't just cut everybody else off. And when I say cut everybody else off, I mean friends, organizations, everything. You can't do that, right? Which is what Kirsten is kind of, it's funny, sound almost the same. And what Dominic is saying is on the complete opposite side of the spectrum is, I need a girl's night out. There's nothing better than a girl's night out. Me and the girls, we got to go out. And now we know why he should never let her go on a girl's night out, because you see what she does when she's out with the girls. She's got strippers taking shots out of her pocket.
It's a bachelorette party. Bachelorette Party. I give her a pass. Bachelorette Party on camera, on national TV. You got to be a little bit more wild. I get it. But I do like Lucy. I'll be in the kitchen cooking and he'll be rubbing my feet. Yes. To me, that makes sense. That's a partnership. That's not, you know, I couldn't imagine saying I'm married and my wife is at home cooking. And after we eat, she's going to rub my feet. It's not what I want. Not knocking if that's what Kirsten wants. And maybe that's what Shaq wants.
You know, interesting thing about this too. One thing that also came out of the bachelorette party, Gina had never seen a male stripper before. Do you believe her?
I mean, I don't know her, so I can't say that she has seen a male stripper. Mm-hmm. And now the fact that she said the higher the hair, the closer to God, maybe she's very religious and has not ventured out into strip clubs. But I've known people who've owned salons. They've seen and done some things. So I don't know. Maybe she's pure and hasn't seen a stripper. But so at 35, at Nashville, at the bachelorette party, party city.
Well, you got to think about bullshit. No, because I mean, you're not a big strip club person. I'm not a big strip club person. It's not one of those things that's on the top of the list. And if that's not who's in her friend group, then I believe her, though. I believe her. It's just not her thing.
Maybe strip clubs are not my thing, so I get it. I don't get excited about that. Now, I did make a note that I thought the strippers they had for the guys were busted. I'm like, this is Married at First Sight. Y'all couldn't have spent another $20 to get some people better looking than that?
It's Nashville.
It doesn't matter. There's beautiful women in Nashville. There's black queens. There's white queens. There's Latina queens in Nashville. There's all types of people in Nashville. You're telling me that was the best that you can produce?
Maybe they're not beautiful strippers.
There's no magic city in Nashville is what you're saying. Wait, hold on. They're in Tennessee. The Purple Church in Memphis. For those that don't know about the Purple Church, there's a strip club in Memphis that's called the Purple Church because it used to be a church that was converted into a strip club. When I lived in Memphis for a year, I didn't go there because I'm not religious, but I felt like I'm going to go straight to hell if I go to that place. But there are other places they could have imported some better looking girls. Those girls, I was just like, meh.
Celery agrees with you.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm not a big stripper fan, but at least you could have done something. This is a TV show. Y'all have money. Yeah. You don't need my ones. You could have did better than this.
Oh, yo, Lucy's hilarious. The back knee of these strippers was wild.
The back knee? God damn.
Y'all are wild today. I'm excited to see the rest of the season, though, because I want to know what happened with Dominique. Wrong answers only. What happens? Why she get kicked out? Why is she leaving with her box?
I'm curious about all these. And one thing I will say about this show is they have a habit of making the audience feel one way.
Yeah.
And then flipping it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe two or three episodes before the decision day. So I'm curious to see if am I wrong on my take on some of these people. And I hope I am, because let me just preface this. I want all 10 of these people to find love.
Mm-hmm.
And if it happens, great. But like I said, I'm only one couple as a maybe. And after tonight's episode, I'm like this on those two that I said I think would make it.
Yeah, it's really weird, because as they reveal a little bit more, you go, wait a minute. Because I think I said Eris and Jasmine would probably make it, and Clint and Gina. And I'm really like, it may be an 0-for-5, right? But at the same time, I think, and it's really weird, because they talk about some of the teasers leading up into this show. Because a couple of things that showed up, just talking about the season, was saying that one of the spouses makes a play or a comment to somebody else's spouse. So this, or some sort of thing this way. So it's going to be some sort of animosity, some kind of drama that's coming up real soon. Now, they're making us think Dominique is part of it. And maybe. Because they're also saying, you know, you see them saying, oh, you lied to us. What did they lie about? It really seems, I don't know. I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
I am too. I mean, I'm dead set on my picks that I've made so far. Mm. But the one that I want to know more about is Dominique. Because for her to be 25, want to go this process, she seems very mature. She's a beautiful woman. Out of all of them, I think that's my favorite. If I had to say...
Oh, you just froze. That's probably because you called her beautiful woman way too many times.
More to that. And I'm just curious to see what it is. You know, you went out too. So like we both went out. I was just like, I'm going to keep talking and just see what happens. But I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Dominique and Mac. And I want to hear more about Mac's backstory. Because I feel like there's more to this. I just left Flint, Michigan and moved to Nashville, Tennessee, of all places, to find love. I'm like, I call bullshit.
Well, we'll be right back here next week, 10:15 Eastern, 9:15 Central, right after the episode for episode 2 recap as we get through Married at First Sight, season 16, Nashville, with all the beautiful queens, the black queens, the white queens, the Italian queens, the mixed queens. And if you haven't seen it already, go check out matchmaking recap. It's on the page on YouTube. If you're listening, wherever you listen to podcasts, we do have that up there too. So check it out there. And, you know, tell us what you think. You know, we had this exclusive interview with Chris from season 12, first interview he's done since his season's over. So, you know, check it out. A lot of people have given him a hard time, but a lot of people have seen some of the growth. So, you know, we're not going to tell you how to feel. We'll tell you listen and feel the way you feel.
Feel the way you feel. And again, don't judge these people solely based on what you're seeing on this show. Give people more credit than that. Because imagine if a camera followed you around for just 24 hours. Would you want the world to determine who you are and your character is based on that 24-hour period or your whole life?
Hey, I don't want anybody following me around for 24 minutes.
Boring 24 minutes.
Announcement tomorrow, so check the feed. There'll be an announcement tomorrow.
Yep.
I think I've got him, ladies. I've got Daryl. It's on.
He drugged me while I was in Atlanta. He slipped me a Mickey.
Like, not even in your wildest dreams, homie. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Daryl.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, be sure to send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.